Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Makakasama natin ang co-producer ng Sound of Christmas from Asia Pacific sa pamamagitan ng Ginoong Kevin Bathman. Narito ang ating panayam sa kanya. Ang Sound of Music from the Asia Pacific ay nabuo bilang pagdiriwang sa multikultural na komunidad ng Australia. At narito ang tinig ni Ginoong Kevin Bathman, co-producer ng naturang proyekto.
So we just released it last week. So we're dubbing it the Sydney's first multilingual and intercultural Christmas song album. The reason why we called this album also an intercultural album was because everyone in the team, you know, so from the vocalist to the musicians to even the sound engineer, the illustrator and all that, we're also from very, very various backgrounds as well, you know. So, and we all sort of work together to produce this product. And I think there's a lot of learnings in that.
Ang proyektong ito ay nabuo sa pamagitan ng pakikipagtulungan ng City of Sydney. At narito nga kung paano ito sinimulan noong buwan ng Hunyo.
When Ben O and I, who is also the co-producer for this album, when we were having a chat about 6 months ago, we spoke about how, you know, there's a sort of a lack of multilingual projects. So we put in an application, a grant application to City of Sydney's matching grant program, and we got that in June and July. So we decided that we will then pursue this project and release it closer to Christmas. But obviously what happened was lockdown happened, and so we feel like this project had a lot of challenges in a sense that we were recording even the music and engaging with everyone throughout this process while everyone was at home and in lockdown as well. And some were even recorded at home. So we decided that, you know, we feel that, you know, Christmas is now really taken as quite, you know, a religious but also as a circular event, end of the year celebration. And I think, you know, many people actually use this time sort of to reflect, to also celebrate, you know, their loved ones in their community. But, you know, we also felt that, you know, Christmas can also be quite a difficult and lonely time for many people, you know, especially if they're marginalized or especially if they're separated from their loved ones or community, you know, especially if being in this country and this city as well. So really, we wanted to reach out through this Christmas album, actually. So and we wanted to get a range of diverse city-siders to basically re-sing some Christmas classic songs in their language.
Kinikilala ng mga producers na sina Kevin Bathman at Benjamin O na ang Pasko ay isang selebrasyon na pinagdiriwang hindi lamang dito sa Australia, kundi sa buong mundo.
It has become, I guess, in a sense, a celebration that is celebrated by a lot of people, I guess, you know, and some also see it as a way to just to wind down and also just to be reflective during this time, you know, even if you are not a Christian, you know, I think it has become an event that, you know, many people look forward to, and many people also listen to Christmas songs and classic songs and things like that, you know, that's on the radio. And so, you know, and I guess coming from someone who is not a Christian, and Ben is who's my producer, he's a Christian, so we kind of came up with this idea that, you know, this music could really be appreciated by anyone, you know. It's not just someone who's a Christian or not, you know.
Ang Sound of Christmas from Asia Pacific ay binubuo ng 8 awitin na mula sa Ingles at isinalin sa 8 wika na kasama sa proyektong ito.
Yeah, funny you mentioned that, because I was about to ask if you celebrate Christmas, and you have mentioned that you don't really celebrate Christmas, but Christmas has been a celebration that is being celebrated around the world. Like, even if you are not Christian, as you mentioned, you tend to take advantage of the holidays that is taken during the Christmas or the December holidays, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is really one of the reasons why it has become, I guess, a celebration that, you know, that many people can partake in, you know, and it is what it is to you, you know. If it means, you know, Christmas, an event that you go to church, you know, if as a Christian, then that's Christmas for you, you know. But for many other people, it's not, you know. So I think that's the reason why we decided on this concept. And I guess also growing up, listening to these songs as well, we also felt that, you know, a lot of the songs that we listen to as well are mostly traditionally sung in English. So, you know, we were quite inspired by this music album label called Putumayo World Music. And so they're a New Orleans-based record company that specializes in world music. And I guess through that, we wanted to kind of really showcase the diverse communities we have in Sydney, you know, by sort of adding this multicultural and multilingual aspects to these classic songs.
Dagdag pa ni Kevin na bukod sa pagdiriwang ng selebrasyon ng Pasko, ito rin ay pagkilala at pagdiriwang sa multicultural na komunidad ng Australia.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So I think it was from the 2016 census that basically said that I think almost half of Australians were either born overseas, you know, so they were first generation Australians, or, you know, one of both of their parents were born overseas. So there's also data that says that, you know, there are over 300 languages spoken in Australian homes, you know. And I think after English, the most common languages spoken at home are Mandarin, Arabic, Cantonese, and Vietnamese, you know. So you know, I think, you know, we live in such a fast-changing but a very culturally diverse world, but also a country at this stage in time.
At sa pagpatuloy ng panayam kay Kevin, ibinahagi din niya kung gaano nga ba kahalaga na magkaroon ng mga proyekto kung saan nagsasama-sama ang iba't ibang mga kultura dito sa Australia.
Yeah, Kevin, this project is a first time for Sydney, but having said that, it is also a win for the multicultural community, not just for Sydney, but the whole of Australia. And what do you think will be the takeaway for multicultural communities?
I suppose the takeaway would be, and the reason why we called this album also an intercultural album was because everyone in the team, you know, so from the vocalist to the musicians to even the sound engineer, the illustrator and all that, we're also from very, very various backgrounds as well, you know. So, and we all sort of work together to produce this product, you know. And I think there's a lot of learnings in that, you know, the fact that, you know, people from various backgrounds can come together and you know, come together to do a project like this, you know. And I think that sends a signal to all our communities, not just the multicultural, but throughout Australia that, you know, to achieve something, you know, we do need to work together.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not just really a celebration of Christmas or the songs of Christmas or the sounds of Christmas, but it's more of the communities, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely.
Kevin, we keep on talking about sounds of Christmas from Asia Pacific. What or which language songs are included in this project? I know one is Filipino, and can you tell us more about the songs included?
Sure, yeah. So there are 8 songs and obviously 8 languages, but we've also got 2 instrumental tracks as well as a bonus track. And so they're songs from the musicians themselves who provided those tracks. So we have O Holy Night in Samoan, and then we have It Came Upon a Midnight Clear in Indonesian. And then obviously we have Watch Out, Is This in Filipino, Hark the Herald Angels Sing in Japanese, The First Noel in Tongan, Silent Night in Tamil, O Come All You Faithful in Fijian, and O Lang Syne in Mandarin.
So did you learn any of this language song yourself?
No, not at all. So we left the translation and the vocals to the vocalists themselves, you know. So we kind of worked with them, but a lot of them had already known the song in their own language as well. So they did the research, they found those lyrics, and some of them already knew the lyrics themselves, you know. So it was very easy to work with them because they already knew the song by heart, you know. Yeah.
Do you have any favorite song at all?
Oh, it's really hard to say because I think I really like all of them. And I think all the songs, you know, you like them for a different reason almost, right? But I think because it is sung in a different language, I think you get a sense of actually listening to it for the first time almost, you know, even though you know the sort of the tune, but the language itself is not something that you're used to because you're so used to hearing those songs in English, right? So I think there is something for everyone in this album because of this unexpectedness, you know, in those different languages and 8 different languages. It's quite an achievement in that sense, right? Because you're just used to maybe one different language, for instance. So this is just really 8 different language tracks, you know. So I think it's a very unique album.
Yeah, definitely. And you have launched this, as we have mentioned earlier, and it is already available now, isn't it?
That's right, yes. There is a link that will be provided. And you, because this is a sort of an independent project, we are handling most of the sales ourselves. So you just have to fill in a form. So it's actually a link tree. So linktr.ee/soundschristmasasiapacific. We also like to remind people that half of the profits will actually go to raise for another album, if we can do, and seed the fund for the next album, and hopefully, you know, different languages as well. 25% of it will go to McGingal Women's Place. So it's an Aboriginal woman-led organization that provides vital services to vulnerable women in the community. And the other remaining 25% will support the House of Welcome. So there are an NGO that shelters and empower people seeking asylum and refugee.
Very good cause, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. And it's December now. Many have been preparing for the Christmas and the December holidays. What's your message to our listeners and to the whole of the multicultural community of Australia in terms of celebration and looking after each other?
Yes. So, you know, no doubt we all have gone through a difficult period in the past year and a half or 2 years or so. And I think, you know, this project or this, at least this album and this music would sort of bring some cheer to many people coming up to Christmas. And I think it was a really splendid project to also be involved in because it does give you a sense of hope. It does give you a sense of looking forward to the future sort of thing, you know. So I'm hoping that people will get something out of this album and this project and seeing, you know, many people working together to achieve an outcome, you know. So I really hope that people will sort of get that message and that, you know, we are really, truly in it together, you know, to also beat this pandemic as well. So we hope that that also comes true with this project.
Especially for those who are away from their families or who haven't been with their families because of what is happening around the world, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And that is hopefully, you know, especially those from those language groups, you know, are able to hear their own language, you know, on a CD and be played, you know, on radio and things like that. So I think that would mean a lot to them, especially, you know, if they're living in Sydney, for instance, in Australia, and able to hear their language, you know, being produced in this album, you know. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Kevin, and all the best to the project and hopefully more in the future.
Thank you so much, Anlie. Thank you very much for your support.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.